Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast on this Friday edition. And we're excited about the weekend, looking forward to once again getting back in the house of God and preaching there at the house of the Lord and hearing my choir sing. I'm excited, amen. I can't wait, and I hope that you're excited about being back in your church as well on this coming Sunday. We've got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing a song, God's Word Will Stand. Thank God. Get you a cup of coffee. Amen. And maybe pull up a good sandwich there and sit back and enjoy the broadcast. This is the Edwards family. God's Word Will Stand. Thank God, God's word will stand. Amen. That's the Edwards family. We appreciate them singing for us today. I want to take a look today at a man named Onesimus. I preached this some time back, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you as we look at the text today. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 1, the Bible said, "To Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I made remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in my grandmother Lois and my mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be that not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Wherefore I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which is I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound works, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all that which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesimus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed by my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. The first thing that I see here is concerning Onesimus is his refreshment. We find it in verse number 16. From the beginning of history, friend, Satan has opposed the word of God. Remember, Satan's first words to mankind was, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." He continues to question the word of God and the authority of God. And can I tell you that all throughout history, God's word has been under attack. Yet God's word still stands, friend. How can that be? Well, it's very simple. There were men and women like Paul and Timothy and Onesimus who have stood against these attacks against God's word. It's often been said that when a church leaves its roots and moves into modernism, it's because the leadership of the church lost convictions about the word of God. God is holy. Let me talk for just a moment about the condition of Paul. Notice verse number 15. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. One source said Paul knew that Timothy was aware that the group of Paul's friends had deserted him. These friends were from Rome, from the Roman province of Asia, that is Western Turkey, where Ephesus was and where Timothy was ministering. Paul was not saying that every believer had abandoned him, but only a group of prominent leaders of Asia. It is possible that these leaders deserted him when he was rearrested in the near Ephesus by Rome from some trumped up new charges against him. So some had departed and or deserted Paul. And when Paul is writing this, Nero was the Caesar of that day. Now, I don't know why, but for some reason these people had chosen to depart and not associate with Paul any longer. It might have been because he had to go back to prison. However, while there were many who deserted and departed from being friends with Paul, we do find, however, a true friend that pops up out of the pages of the Scripture. His name is Onesimus. Now, some of you might remember when I preached out of the book of Philemon some time back, we mentioned that there was a slave of the name of Onesimus, which means profitable. Onesimus means bringer of profit or bringer of blessings. I see it this way. I see a true believer is a bringer of the blessings of the gospel to the whole world. He is an edifier, a comforter, a strength giver. He builds up his friends. He does not pull them down. Have you ever been around people who were just hard to get along with? People who just felt like it every time that you were around them, they just seemed to, man, I'd say, have something terrible to say and to bring you down. Well, the best way that I can describe Onesimus was that he was like a breath of fresh air for Paul. Not only do we see that Onesimus was refreshment, but let's look at his reception. The Bible says in verse 16, "The Lord give me mercy unto the house of Onesimus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain." We see that he was a bringer of blessing, but also we see that in seeing Paul, that he received him, he didn't have reserve when it comes to his chains. He didn't look at those chains as being something that was terrible or awful and something that was embarrassing. No, Onesimus looked at those chains and had compassion upon him. He looked at those chains as chains of honor. He had been chained for preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So those chains represented bondage of praise. Warren Wiersbe said it this way. He said it was certain a dark hour for Paul. Demas had forsaken him. His other associates had been sent to a distant places of ministry. False doctrines were spreading in the church. How would Paul have loved to be free to preach the word of God and to defend the faith? But he was in a Roman prison, and it was up to Timothy to get the job done. However, there was one who dared to leave Ephesus and to come to Rome to assist Paul. His name was Onesimus. I'm thankful today, praise God, that there are some that you can count on. Those who come alongside of the preacher. I want to stop for just a moment and say, I thank God for those that can come alongside of the ministry that becomes a help, amen, becomes an encouragement. Those of you, amen, that's out there that backs your preacher. Those of you out there, amen, that finds your place in the house of God and finds your seat, amen. You don't know how encouraging that is to your preacher. You don't know how encouraging that is to the man of God. Amen. Stay faithful. Then not only do we see Onesimus' reception and his character of refreshing, but we also see his route or his road. Notice this, in verse number 17. When he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently. He found me. To be a blessing, sometimes we have to be diligent. You have to search the heart of God and the mind of God to find your place. And Onesimus did that very thing. Onesimus sought the man of God and finally found him in his prison. Onesimus was persistent. He located Paul. He might have even placed his life on the line to be around Paul. I know how it feels when someone takes a hold of a message that we preach and grabs hold of it. But then, but just think of how that this made Paul feel. I mean, to be refreshed by one of his own. I tell you, that's a blessing. Then we see Onesimus, his outreach. Verse number 18. And the Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Notice the outreach of kindness to this apostle. Boy, I tell you, Onesimus is a true character of how that we ought to live our lives one to another. That's about all the time we have for the broadcast today. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.